From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his 10th message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, in which the Apostle Paul sets forth the 9 elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has explained, these various virtues divide themselves into 3 groups of 3, the first of which has to do with our relationship to God. The second involves the believer's relationship with others. The third group, faith, meekness, and temperance, concerns the believer's relationship to himself. Today, Dr. Cairns begins to examine what the Bible means by meekness. This attribute is often greatly misunderstood by the world, and even by some Christians, who view meekness as weakness. As we'll see from the Scriptures, meekness is a grace which the Holy Spirit works in believers. Essentially, it is the strength of faith to accept God's dealings with us as good. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Know How to Wait. The text is found in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. He that believeth shall not make haste. He shall make haste to keep the Lord's commandments, but he shall not make haste in any impatient or improper sense. He shall not haste to run away, for he shall not be overcome with the fear which causes panic. When others are flying hither and thither, as if their wits had failed them, the believer shall be quiet, calm, and deliberate, and so shall be able to act wisely in the hour of trial. He shall not haste in his expectations, craving his good things at once and on the spot, but he will wait God's time. Some are in a desperate hurry to have the bird in hand, for they regard the Lord's promise as a bird in the bush, not likely to be theirs. Believers know how to wait. He shall not haste by plunging into wrong or questionable action. Unbelief must be doing something, and thus it works its own undoing. But faith makes no more haste than good speed, and thus it is not forced to go back sorrowfully by the way which it followed heedlessly. How is it with me? Am I believing, and am I therefore keeping to the believer's pace, which is walking with God? Peace, fluttering spirit. Oh, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Heart, see that thou do this at once.
Shepherd, go before me, wise and loving guide. I have seen
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Our text this morning will be from Galatians 5, verse 23, joining, I suppose, verse 22 and verse 23, the fruit of the Spirit, verse 22 is, and the first word of verse 23 is meekness. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness. It has often been said, and I think truly so, that to most people, especially nowadays, meekness is weakness. That's understandable, because meekness usually designates a person who is submissive, non-assertive, mild, sweet, unthreatening, and gentle. Altogether, a peaceful but passive sort of person. When we meet a person like this, we normally recognize that their character is good and their demeanor is nice or attractive. But the honest truth of the matter is that such a character is usually despised and mocked, held up to ridicule as someone anemic. In school, a child who tends to be meek will be deemed too submissive, too passive, and probably well-meaning school teachers will seek to educate them into being much more self-assertive, much bolder. If you take your daily newspaper and read the situation's vacant columns, you'll see that business usually advertises for aggressive people. Doesn't matter whether they're for sales or for management, or for washing out the bathrooms. They've got to be aggressive. That seems to be as needful as a college degree these days. Now that all raises a difficulty in relating what the Bible says to people who have this sort of mindset. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And the world finds it very difficult to understand how and why God places such a premium on what it thinks to be weakness. The truth of the matter, of course, is that God doesn't place any premium on weakness. In the Word of God, meekness is not weakness, but, and I trust you will remember the fundamental definition, it is the strength of faith. It is true that meekness describes a gentle, humble, patient spirit that would rather crucify self than glorify self. It's true that it describes an attitude of inner peace that's able to come to terms with and handle the pressures of life, whether from provoking people or from adverse circumstances, without malice or bitterness or anger. But the meaning of the term biblically goes a lot deeper than that. From all that I've said, you would have to take meekness as a mere type of personality. But that's not what the Bible means. The Bible says that meekness is the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, this is not just some natural character trait. This is something that is the product of the Holy Spirit working in the life of a believer in Christ. Archbishop Trench, in his incomparable work on the synonyms of the Greek New Testament, has to say about meekness that it is an inwrought grace of the soul, and the expression of it is first and chiefly toward God. It is the temper and spirit
in which we accept his dealings with us as good, and therefore without disputing or resisting. Now think of that. Meekness is a grace that the Holy Spirit works within the soul. Primarily, it is his work within us to enable us to accept all God's dealings with us, even, maybe I should say, especially those that we don't understand, those that we find hurtful to ourselves, those that even we imagine to be harmful, but we accept God's dealings with us as good. And therefore, we do not dispute with God, nor do we resist the Spirit, but submissively not only resign ourselves to the will of God, but embrace the will of God as for his glory and our good. You'll see immediately, therefore, that meekness grows out of faith. That's why I defined it as the strength of faith. In James 3:13, the apostle calls it the meekness of wisdom. I think that's a wonderful description of it, even approaching a definition of it. The meekness of wisdom. It is faith in God and in his love and wisdom that tempers our response to people and to circumstances. Now, when you put it that way, you'll realize immediately that this sets the bar very high when God commands and demands meekness of us. Only one person was ever truly and fully meek, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember that Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." Again, in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Matthew 21, verse 5, there's the quotation from the prophecy of Zechariah, "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass." Even in his kingly administration, the Lord Jesus Christ is meek. When you read his life, you find that his attitude was constantly selfless. Coming into the world, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, he said, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." In the midst of his ministry, John 4:34, he said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." And as he approached the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke 22, verse 42, he said, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." That's perfect meekness. With that meekness, the Lord Jesus Christ could look always beyond the immediate circumstances. He could look beyond his immediate suffering. He could even look beyond the human instruments and agents of his pain, in the assurance that God's will was being accomplished and he was actively pursuing God's will. Now, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2, verse 21, that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. And he goes on to speak of the meekness of Christ, not by the use of the term, but by describing it. He says, when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And he's saying to God's people, here is the example for you and me. There's only one truly meek person in the history of the world. Only one perfectly meek person. Even Moses, the mildest and meekest of men, sinned when his meekness let him down. Never in the case of Christ, however. He is our example. And my, what we can learn from this, when we can perceive that above evil men, above even those who would inflict pain upon us, above circumstances that cause us personal hurt, above the things we don't understand, there is the sovereign plan of the eternal God who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. And in all our affairs, God in his sovereign grace is working out his will for his glory, for our good. And when we recognize that our God is in control and our God is doing his will, we are instruments in his hand to do his will. We also, like our Savior, will be able with peace, not with malice, not with threatening, we'll be able to commit ourselves to him who judges righteously. Now, of course, when we read this of Christ, we must recognize that it doesn't mean he was weak or accepting all the wickedness of men. This is the same Jesus who castigated the Pharisees in uncompromising terms. This is the same Jesus who at the beginning of his ministry and at the end of his ministry stormed into the temple and took a whip in his hand and whipped the people there who were sacrilegiously buying and selling and defiling the house of God. He whipped them out of the courts of God's house. There's no weakness here. The meekness of Christ is strength, and in us, meekness, far from being weakness, is Christ-like strength to accept the will of God and to do the will of God, especially when we don't understand it, with a single eye to his glory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.